Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Now let's have a look at what's happening with Harness Racing. The man has got his finger right on the sulky is Chris Barsby. Morning, Chris.
Sean, good morning to you and good morning everyone. Well, as we know, in the past week, Bathurst has certainly been in the news. We had the big car race there on the weekend, so we've seen plenty of horsepower, but we get the equine variety tonight because we go harness racing at Bathurst. It's right next door to Mount Panorama, where the big car weekend. We've got a nine-event program with action getting underway at 6:08, and tonight's a little different because we've got some real star power there, and I'm talking about race number 6. This is the open race tonight over the journey of 2260. And we get to see our Uncle Sam step out for Team Frisbee, father-son combination of Chris and Anthony. And we've been lucky enough to be joined by Anthony because it's all important for our Uncle Sam. This is his start point for his big campaign ahead of him, which will see him venture across the ditch. And he will take in some big racing in New Zealand, both islands, north and south. And we start with the south with the New Zealand Cup taking place on November 12 at Addington before the action and campaign heads to the North Island with Auckland, Alexandra Park being the venue this year for the Inter-Dominion. Anthony Frisbee is online with us now and he joins us. Anthony, appreciate the time.
No worries, Chris, any time.
Our Uncle Sam tonight. One thing that stood out for me with Our Uncle Sam, as we know, he's trained there in Bathurst at Perthville. This is the first time he's officially raced since Boxing Day last year. So we're getting close to 12 months that he's had to start his home track. That just seems a little hard to fathom.
Yeah, that's right. I think the new handicapping system here sort of helps you race at your own track because we don't have open, we usually have captured at MOs sort of thing. But it's fantastic to be able to get him to race at his own track, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. His last race was here in Queensland at Redcliffe back on July 26. Now, he's had two trials in preparation for his race return tonight. Are you happy with where he's at?
Yeah, Chris, I'm pretty happy with him. He went around his first trial there about a fortnight ago, and I think he went about 54.6 or something. He won the trial and done it really well. And then he had another one last week, and the track was a lot slower. He didn't do too much. He only went about 58 or something, but done it very nice. So, very happy with the way he's going and the way he's looking. So be just interested to see what he does tonight.
Well, as I outlined, it's a big campaign ahead. Plenty of travel as well. We're talking about New Zealand. Victoria Cup was last Saturday night. When was the decision made by you and your dad, Chris, to bypass the Victoria Cup and concentrate basically solely on this New Zealand campaign to start with?
Well, we never really had the Cup in mind like at Victoria. Only because we just thought it might have been a bit too early, like he had that bit of a campaign in Queensland, and we just wanted to give him a little bit more of a blow. And then we knew he'd be pretty solid racing from, I suppose, within the next month all the way through to January sort of thing, you know what I mean? And we just wanted to give him more of a blow and just focus on those little bit bigger races.
Okay, so how many races do you plan on giving him before making the trip to New Zealand? As I said, the New Zealand Cup is November 12, so what, we're under a month away now, so how many runs do you want to give him here locally before heading across the ditch?
He'll only have this one here. He'll only have race tonight. And then he's booked to go fly over on Tuesday. He'll go over and him and Dad will stay at Mark Jones's. And then it'll just sort of see how he handles the trip and pull up. He might go in, he's hoping to sort of go into one of those lead-up races for the Cup over there. But he's not sure. We haven't really set him plan. We wouldn't mind to go in the first one, but just depending on how he pulls up over there and eats up and all that sort of stuff first. So.
Okay. Is the flight direct to Christchurch or you got to go via Auckland?
No, I'm not 100% sure on. I'm not 100% sure on that actually. I haven't had those. I prefer to keep out of that one.
Okay, fair enough. Now with tonight, 2260. You've got some good opposition, but do you expect to walk away with a win?
No, I'm not expecting. Oh, don't get me wrong. You sort of hope you can sort of win it, of course. But it's probably a lot easier class than what he has been racing. But you just got a couple of old horses like old Beepson and that. You know, they're all hard races, and you know, over the 2200 as well. So we'll have to sort of play it by ear, I suppose. And it's going to be a sort of it's an easy, awkward, hard race, I suppose, in a way, you know. And we just don't want to bust him too early. And but you know, I still think he's got the heart to sort of to knock it off for sure. But we'll just have to play it by ear, I suppose.
All right. So reading between the lines, it looks an ideal start point. It's not a gimme, but it's a good race where you can blow the cobwebs out a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we want to give him a little head out before he does go, but we sort of. It's sort of just a hard one. You don't want to give him too much of a blowout and cook him a bit too early. But, you know, I think he'll run a fair dinkum race and, you know, he won't be far off, that's for sure.
All right. But you're looking ahead to New Zealand and I'm tipping that you're excited by what's in front of you. It's not going to be easy over there. You've got the might of the All-Stars and then, you know, judging by what happened on the weekend with the Victoria Cup, Blingadon's obviously back and he's absolutely back at his best. So it's going to be a good couple of months in front of you.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be very exciting times. You know, it'd be interesting to see the Cup over there and with the, how our fella goes with the stand and start and all that sort of stuff. And you know, and yeah, with the Inter Dominion over there, the series suited him down to the ground last year. And don't get wrong, you're saying, well, you got Bling It On and all those sort of nice horses going across to it. But, you know, it is our feature race in the sport. So you're always going to come up against the hard one, that's for sure.
Just two quick questions before I finish it up this morning with you. The fact that he was able to get his ticket for the stand start here in Brisbane, there shouldn't be any problems. He's a very sensible horse. And just with Auckland, with the Inter Dominion going the opposite way, any concerns?
No, I think he should jump pretty well. I stood him pretty flat-footed at when he jumped at Albion Park, and he stepped really well, considering we've never done it with him before. So, like, and as you said, he's a pretty relaxed sort of a horse. And over there, they sort of a little bit better than our stand and start. They sort of half walk up and then and sort of jump as well. So I think that should suit him down to the ground as well. So,
all right. One final one, I told a fib. Major right. Occasion, she left for North America?
Yeah, mate, yeah. She landed over there on Saturday, apparently. Okay. And, yeah, we got a photo through that she looks really good and really alert. And, yeah, she looks like she's handled... They said she's handled the trip really well, and I think they said they were going to start jogging her on Monday. So, very exciting times for that, that's for sure.
Okay. Is she based in that New York, sort of New Jersey region?
I think so, yeah. I think she's around Yonkers, because I think they said they'll probably race a bit around there. I think it's a bit more, smaller of a track, and they're wondering if she'll get around the little track, so which that'll be no problem with her. And so... Yeah, I'm not 100% sure where exactly she is over there, but it must be not far from Yonkers, I'd say.
Great stuff. Anthony, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight with our Uncle Sam. It's race 6, he's drawn gate 5, and good luck with the campaign ahead.
No worries. Thanks very much, Chris.
There's Anthony Frisby joining us. So he drives our Uncle Sam tonight, and it's going to be a big campaign ahead for the team, and we look forward to following his efforts in the coming months. Just in some other news, great job by young Ryan Sanderson yesterday getting his first win at Menangle. He teamed up with Sonia Smith and Anthony Butt. Make Way was able to score and score impressively. So that's his first win, hopefully the first of many for young Ryan. That's his second win overall. So exciting times. A horse to keep an eye on. Obviously, no brainer here, but self-assured, this could be our Chariots of Fire winner going ahead into the new season. So he steps out on Friday night at Addington, going around in a free-for-all where he takes on the Miracle Mile winner, Spankham, his stablemate. But I've seen a bit of this guy just during the Brisbane Winter Carnival, and he is so exciting. He's unbeaten, a son of Better's Delight. So we could be looking at the Chariots of Fire winner there on Friday night. Tough Monarch goes around. This is a do-or-die victory. We'll do-or-die performance for him coming up on the weekend, because if he doesn't doesn't basically win or race really well, this whole New Zealand campaign could be off, according to his trainer-driver, Ricky Alchin. And just some exciting news coming through for Brad Hewitt and David Hewitt as well. Of course, they were in the winner's circle yesterday at Menangle with Catamac. Rockin' Marty and Rockin' with Elvis, both are due back very shortly. Just an update on both. Rockin' Marty and Rockin' with Elvis, both exciting paces. Marty came back on the weekend. Rockin' with Elvis will come back in another month. So that's exciting news there. And Atomic Red, he trialled on Monday night for Steve Turnbull. Going really well. Elmer's Image goes to the trials this Monday night for Amanda Turnbull. And Jansen is a very nice trotter that joins the stables of Kerri-Anne Morris down there. So, Sean, you've got all the news for this Monday. I'll be joining you next week. And there's plenty more harness news on The Pace coming up tomorrow with Mark McNamara.